Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Rolls-Royce Holdings, the renowned powerhouse in the aerospace and defense sector. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive deep into what makes this company tick, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Rolls-Royce, with a keen eye on what could drive its future growth and where the risks lie. Let's get started with a quick overview of where the company stands and what's been happening lately before we dig into the meat of the analysis. Company overview and recent performance. Rolls-Royce Holdings, a name synonymous with engineering excellence, operates primarily in the aerospace, defense, and power systems industries. Headquartered in the UK, they're a global player known for their aircraft engines and innovative solutions across multiple sectors. With a massive workforce and a market cap that places them among the heavyweights, they've long been a staple for investors eyeing industrial giants. Now, let's talk recent performance. Over the past year, Rolls-Royce has shown some intriguing trends. Their short-term performance, particularly over the last few weeks and months, indicates a mixed bag. Some volatility, but also signs of recovery in certain periods. Looking at the longer horizon, like the past 5 years, they've had their ups and downs, often tied to broader industry challenges in aerospace. Compared to their sector peers, they're holding their own, but there are areas where they lag or lead that we'll unpack soon. On the news front, there's been buzz around their push into sustainable aviation technologies and some restructuring efforts to streamline operations. But there are also whispers of challenges, especially tied to supply chain hiccups and geopolitical tensions impacting defense contracts. Let's dive deeper into what all this means for you as an investor. SWOT analysis. Strengths. First up, Rolls-Royce has a rock-solid brand and a legacy of innovation. Their expertise in aircraft engines and power systems is unmatched, making them a go-to for major airlines and defense contractors worldwide. This gives them a competitive edge that's hard to replicate. Financially, their revenue streams are robust, with consistent figures from their income statement showing strong gross profit margins. Their ability to generate revenue across diverse segments, like civil aerospace and defense, helps buffer against downturns in any single market. Their global footprint is another big plus. Revenue breakdowns by geographic segments show they're not overly reliant on one region, which is a smart hedge against localized economic slumps. And let's not forget their push into sustainability. Recent news highlights their investment in greener tech like hydrogen-powered engines, which positions them as a leader in the future of aviation, a trend that could pay off big time for long-term investors. Weaknesses. On the flip side, Rolls-Royce isn't without its struggles. One glaring issue is their debt load. The balance sheet reveals a high debt-to-equity ratio, which raises red flags about financial flexibility, especially if interest rates keep climbing or if cash flow takes a hit. Their net profit margins, while decent, aren't exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to some peers in the industry, they're leaving money on the table, which could signal inefficiencies or high operating costs. Short-term performance volatility is another concern. Looking at their weekly and monthly returns, there's a lack of stability that might spook investors who don't have the stomach for roller coaster rides. Lastly, supply chain disruptions have been a thorn in their side, as mentioned in recent updates. This isn't unique to them, but it's impacting production timelines and could hurt customer trust if not addressed swiftly. Opportunities. Let's talk growth potential. The aerospace industry is rebounding post-pandemic, and Rolls-Royce is well-placed to capitalize on renewed demand for air travel. Their civil aerospace segment could see a significant uptick if global travel continues to recover at this pace. Defense spending is another bright spot. With geopolitical tensions on the rise, governments are ramping up budgets, and Rolls-Royce's defense segment stands to benefit from long-term contracts. Recent news suggests they're in the running for some major deals. Innovation is their ticket to the future. Their focus on sustainable aviation, as highlighted in earnings call summaries, could open doors to new markets and partnerships. If they nail this, they could lock in a first-mover advantage. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry benchmarks. This suggests there might be room for upside if they execute on their growth plans, making it an intriguing pick for value-focused investors. Threats. Now, let's get real about the risks. The aerospace sector is notoriously cyclical, and any economic downturn could slam the brakes on air travel demand, hitting Rolls-Royce's core business hard. Geopolitical instability is a double-edged sword. While it boosts defense spending, it also introduces uncertainty around contracts and supply chains, especially with their global operations. News snippets point to potential delays tied to international tensions. Competition is fierce. Rivals in the engine manufacturing space are not sitting still, and if Rolls-Royce slips on innovation or pricing, they could lose market share. Industry performance metrics show others are gaining ground in certain areas. Finally, their high debt levels amplify any external shocks. If free cash flow, currently showing mixed trends in the cash flow statement, doesn't improve, servicing that debt could become a real headache, especially in a rising rate environment. Insights and broader context. So what does this all mean for you as a long-term investor? Rolls-Royce is a bit of a mixed bag right now. On one hand, their brand, global reach, and focus on future-ready tech make them a compelling story. I mean, who doesn't get excited about a company that's betting big on the next era of aviation? But on the other hand, that debt pile and operational hiccups are hard to ignore. If they can streamline costs and keep cash flow steady, there's a lot to like here. Short term, expect some bumps. Those supply chain issues aren't going away overnight, and market sentiment can shift quickly. But over the long haul, their positioning in high growth areas like sustainable aviation could be a game changer. One thing I found particularly interesting from their latest earnings call summary is the emphasis on restructuring for efficiency. Management seems laser focused on cutting fat and boosting margins, which could start reflecting in the numbers soon. Pair that with a recovering industry where peers are also seeing gains, and you've got a setup worth watching. Just keep an eye on that debt to equity ratio. It's the kind of metric that can make or break a balance sheet in tough times. Conclusion and closing thoughts. Wrapping it up, Rolls-Royce Holdings offers a fascinating blend of opportunity and risk for long-term investors. Their strengths in innovation and market presence are undeniable, but the weaknesses around debt and volatility mean you've got to go in with eyes wide open. The opportunities tied to industry recovery and sustainability are exciting, yet threats from economic cycles and competition loom large. For those of you building wealth over decades, this could be a name to hold if they execute on their strategic pivots. But don't bet the farm just yet. Stay prudent, keep tracking their quarterly results, and watch how they manage that balance sheet. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock breakdowns. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a handy bullet point SWOT on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Rolls-Royce's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.